And please join with me in a spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So if you are helping with our Thanksgiving outreach this year, you might have noticed that we added a couple of items to the shopping lists. That's because of the gravy, stuffing, and cranberry sauce crisis of 2021. Last year, when those items weren't on the printed shopping list, we had just hoped that we would get enough jars of gravy and cans of cranberry sauce and boxes of stuffing mix to fill all the Thanksgiving boxes the deacons put together. But that didn't happen. So the deacons gave me their shopping list, and I went to the store to get something like 30 jars of gravy and 20 cans of cranberry sauce and a whole bunch of boxes of stuffing mix. And when I got to the store, I was delighted to see that the gravy was on sale. And even better, there was a digital coupon that would save even more money. All I needed to do was access the digital coupon using the store's app on my phone. Perfect. So I loaded up the gravy into my cart, I downloaded the app to my phone, and I started searching for the gravy coupon. But I couldn't find it. I looked through every single coupon in that app, and there was not a single one for gravy. Now, I'm fairly tech savvy, but not an expert by any means, so finally I just gave up and decided that I would ask the cashier for help when I went to check out. So that's what I did, and the cashier very helpfully called over a manager who also looked at the app and couldn't find the coupon on there either. So she had to go and, of course, confirm the sign on the shelf that said there was a digital coupon. All the while, I'm holding up the entire checkout line, right, with my 30 jars of gravy and 20 cans of cranberry sauce and all of those boxes of stuffing mix. But I was determined to get that coupon because another dollar off each jar of gravy was going to be an awesome deal for the deacons. So the manager finally came back and confirmed the coupon, and she put some sort of code in the register so that I could get my total discount of $1. Yep, $1 total, because I hadn't read the fine print that said that stupid digital coupon could only be used on one jar of gravy per customer. So lesson learned, I have never tried to use another digital coupon in that store. It is way too much work for way too small of a payoff. But sometimes I think it can feel like that we try so hard to do something good in the world, and all we end up doing is saving a metaphorical single dollar. When there are so many people in the world who are hungry, when there are so many people without reliable housing, when the opioid epidemic continues to destroy so many lives, when so many people continue to struggle with their mental health, when people are still judged by their race or their gender identity or their sexual orientation, when our democracy feels so fragile and the economy feels so uncertain, when there is so much that is wrong with the world, what difference can we actually make? It feels like no matter what we do, it can never be enough. And so it's easy to feel immobilized. It's easy to feel hopeless. But God calls us to hold on to hope and to keep building the kingdom. When the prophet Isaiah wrote the scripture text we heard this morning, there was so much that was wrong in the world of the Israelites. The Israelites should have been celebrating the end of their exile in Babylon and the return to their homeland in Judah. But when the first wave of exiles returned, they found everything in ruins. The land of Judah, all of the Lord, all of it was in ruins. They faced the daunting task of having to rebuild their whole world, and it was just too much for too many of them. The last part of the book of Isaiah documents the wickedness and bloodshed and injustice that took over the land. People stopped observing the Sabbath, and they started worshiping other gods. Leaders got really greedy and really drunk. The poor got poorer while the rich got richer. It would have been so easy for the prophet Isaiah to look at all that was wrong with the world and to feel like there was nothing he could do that would actually make a difference. But instead, God called him to hold on to hope and to keep building a better world. So we get the beautiful passage that we heard this morning. A passage about the promise of new heavens and a new earth. The promise of a new Jerusalem. The promise of a newly revived people living in a newly restored land. The prophet describes a time when prosperity and peace will reign, when city inhabitants will be righteous again, when good tidings will lift up the poor and heal all of those who are brokenhearted. Jerusalem will be transformed into a glorious new city that will make all of Israel glad and that will draw to it all the nations of the whole world so that everyone can witness God's glorious power and God's gracious presence. How did Isaiah hold on to hope when there was so much that was wrong in the world? Was he just ridiculously optimistic? I'm grateful here to Rabbi Jonathan Sacks for helping to tease out the difference between optimism and hope. He says this: optimism and hope are not the same. Optimism is the belief that the world is changing for the better. Hope is the belief that together we can make the world better. Optimism is a passive virtue, hope an active one. It needs no courage to be an optimist, but it takes a great deal of courage to hope. So Isaiah isn't just ridiculously optimistic. He was deeply hopeful. He shared this vision of what was possible for the people of Israel and the city of Jerusalem because he truly believed that his community could come together and make the world a better place. No matter how much was wrong with the world, God called Isaiah to hold on to hope, to make hope happen. And through Isaiah, he called the people of Israel to do everything they could to keep building the kingdom of God. And so, friends, we are called to hold on to hope too. And we are called to keep building the kingdom. No matter how much is wrong in the world, we still have the power to make a difference. I saw that when our church came together for the day of service in October. Volunteers put together gift bags with personal care items and some sweet treats in them. Some of the bags were shared with the residents of Project Turnabout, which is a local recovery program. Most of the bags, though, were shared with elders who either visit the Weymouth Senior Center or live at Union Towers. We received a number of thank you notes from the residents at Union Towers, and they shared with us that the gift bags not only brought them joy, but also gave them supplies they really needed. we might wonder whether a bar of soap or a bottle of shampoo can actually make a difference in the world. But when you can't afford to buy soap until your next Social Security payment arrives, a free bar of soap means everything. When there is so much that is wrong in the world, it is easy to feel immobilized. It's easy to feel hopeless. But God calls us to keep holding on to hope and to keep building up the kingdom, one bar of soap at a time, one Thanksgiving outreach meal at a time, one gift for the Christmas gifts collection at a time, one pop-up pantry client at a time, one AA or NA meeting at a time, one prayer at a time, one hug at a time, one person fully loved and affirmed at a time. This is what we do as church. We keep building up the kingdom, one thing, one person at a time. And we do this not just because we are ridiculously optimistic, although I will claim that title. We also do it because we are deeply hopeful. This is what we do because we believe, we truly believe that together we can make this world a better place. And that is what it means to be church together. Amen. Friends, our closing hymn today asks for God's blessing upon us. It is, Lord, dismiss us with your blessing. If you're here in the sanctuary, you will find it in your hymnals. And if you are worshiping with us from home, the words will drop into the comments so that you can sing along with us.